kite. There will be a show tonight on trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there. Late of Pablo Frank is there. What a scene. Over men and horses, hoops and garters, lastly through a hogshead of real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world. The celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishop's Gate. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. Don't be late. Mrs. K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz. Ten somersets he'll undertake on solid ground. Ding ding, some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight, Mr. Kite is topping the bill.
I'm still sleepless, I'm still wasted, and I'm so tired of all I've tasted, and I'm still willing, and I'm still able. Save a place there at your table. I stay awake from dusk till dawn. Think of all that's come and gone. To hell with all those memories and all those stolen years. If you wanna see my song and dance, you've got to give me one more chance. And I'm hungry as I used to be, and that's why I'm standing here. I'm still sleepless.
Nothing personal, love chunks, but can we get to it? You know, I hate to come down from Wayne County. I have businesses in Lansing. I have muffler shops, chicken chains. I got slums to collect the rent from. I have a chiropractic practice. I make adjustments to the human spine.
Come on. Rock with a shot right to the kidneys. And that'll change their attitude a day or two. No. Suplex by Shamrock, dropping Blackman right on Blackman, the back of Blackman's head. And the Lethal Weapon now, he's getting his oil checked. You know, these two guys, you had to believe that it had to come to something like this for these two men to settle their issues.
Just because they hate each other with a passion?
Oh, Blackman. Oh, DDT.
Man.
This Wednesday night, the Survivor Series, the coffin match. Most people, when they die, are placed into the coffin and they're buried, but they're already dead. In your case, Kamala, you're in for a very special treat. My Undertaker will defeat you and throw you into the coffin, but you'll still be alive. Oh, yes, you will. And then my Undertaker will slam the lid shut. And then all your fears will become reality. Oh, yes.
Kamala. Kamala, this Wednesday night, as I beat you into a gruesome, bludgeon, pulp, and heave your rotting carcass into this coffin, Your heart will be racing as I slam this lid shut, and as you try and gasp that last bit of air, you'll suffocate on your own breath. Kamala, you will not survive Survivor Series. Kamala, rest in peace.
When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky, where my parents were born. And there's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Well, sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Avery Hill, where the air smelled like snakes, we'd shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Then the coal company came with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured the timber and stripped all the land. Well, they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken, then they rode it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, just 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Son, I know you see the uniform and you think, another millionaire working school security for kicks, but once I wore a different uniform, a prouder uniform. Once I roamed these halls like a king.
Dad, please.
Look at that trophy over there, son. Polk High City Championship, 1966. I won that, baby. I still remember the day.
Not the story.
It was the last game of the year. Polk High versus Andrew Johnson High. Two great teams of equal strength.
Dad, she's not wearing a bra.
Finally, we met on the field of battle. Came down to two great players. Yours truly, and a guy from Andrew Johnson High they called Spare Tire.
Why, because he was fat?
No, because he wore one with a chain around his neck. Anyhow, finally it came down to the final seconds. Scoreless game. We had the ball on the 6-yard line. They said, give the ball to Bundy. Everyone knew I was getting it. Hi one! Hi two! I got the ball and I went through that line like grandma through a herd of cattle. I was going for a sure 6 when all of a sudden on the 1-yard line loomed Spare Tire, waiting for me. We collided like two bull elephants. When it was over, they were shouting only one elephant's name. Al Bundy. I scored, son. The winning touchdown. And son, that's the story of the greatest sport moment in all of history.
We were at a party. The earlobe fell in the day. Someone reached in and grabbed it.
Kevin. You know what we have here? We have here the greatest wrestler that has ever come through any wrestling federation at any time, the greatest manager, the greatest bodyguard, the greatest hot rod. We have all the talent you've ever seen. It's always a pleasure to be here, and would you like to take a seat, sir?
Let's sit down.
We don't need this one here. Let's sit down. Do you know what? I just watched Ricky Steamboat in there, and first of all, not only was it distasteful and disgusting to watch him, and for you to have to even put your hands on him and wrestle him, I can imagine, but the illegal things that they are allowing Steamboat to get away with, the illegal kicks, the illegal karate moves, or whatever you call it that he's doing, in my mind is just a bunch of baloney, and it should be banned, and I think
that's what makes you a wrestling genius. That's what makes you an expert in the sport of professional wrestling today. Do you understand that? Because you can realize that this man is nothing but a cheat and a slut. But all the illegal moves in martial arts that there are, everything it has possibly done, every counter, I have the sensei in my corner. The master of martial arts, Mr. Fuji, the greatest man to ever step from the land of the rising sun. Isn't that right, Mr. Fuji?
It's true. And you, Ricky Steamboat, I, Mr. Fuji, master of martial arts, would issue you a challenge. Challenge of the martial arts, anywhere in country, anywhere in you. I want to meet you in the face to face, and I will show you who is the sensei in battle of the martial arts.
I get cold and hot, think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what a pain I've got. It must be love. There's nothing I can do. All that I want is you. Look what I'm going through. It must be love. It must be love.
Okay, I'll just sit here and run your electricity bill through the roof. That's about a quarter. Doo-doo-doo. 37 cents. Whoa! Oh, that's power surge. That's a buck. Well, good, though. Oh, come on, Al. It's not just you. Me and my kind are really of no use to a regular family. I'm the pet rock of the 80s, buddy. Aw, oh, come back, Al. I really can do great things. Listen, why did the shoe salesman buy a computer? Give up? Because he's married to an idiot. Al, what are you doing? Peggy? Kids? What am I worried about? No one's stupid enough to break a 2500.
Now, let's talk about those slippers. Dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum. Now, I am truly king.
Wendy? Yes, Lisa. Is the water warm enough? Yes, Lisa. Shall we begin? Yes, Lisa.
Boo!
13th Royal Rumble. Uh-oh. First time ever.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait.
You're talking about a favorite. Through Hellfire and Brimstone.
I hear you.
This man has the all-time record for most eliminations in a Royal Rumble.
Benoit's going up, and now he's going down.
Matt Hardy just got overpowered there. And Kane with a sidewalk slam on Matt Hardy. Right up.
Randy Orton's going to get chokeslammed.
Oh! High impact chokeslam. He buried his own brother. What the hell? And the blackout, Tamina. Wait a minute. Look at the table.
That is huge. I think Kane's thinking that spike sounded off that gauntlet.
Kane has been eliminated after being totally taken out of his game from the Undertaker's gong. His own brother, who Kane buried at the Survivor Series.